This is Wattio Interlude.
Welcome to another episode of Mono a Mono right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a Mono. On this episode, we are going through another Airheads article. This one, I'm looking at it. I don't see exactly when it comes out. On the back of it, though, it's talking about Big Shiny Tunes 4. Doesn't quite say when that comes out, but I'm guessing, based upon the other one, probably around the year 2000. So I've seen some that were from 1999, 2000, all the way up to 2002. So I guess if we find out when Big Shiny Tunes 4 comes out, then we'll know. Hopefully at some point during this, we will figure that out. So this Airheads article is titled, and the title of this one is, Five Easy Steps to Become an Indie Rock Band, by David Eby. I feel like indie rock band, sorry, I paused for a moment there. I feel like indie rock band meant something different back in 2002. I feel like now indie means like you're just not signed to a label, you're independent. But I believe back then, and it might have been around 2002, there was like an indie music scene where, like, if you think of some bands like, and I don't know, I honestly haven't read through this article yet. We're going to read through it and I'll get some ideas. But if you think of some bands like, I'm thinking of huge bands like Metallica and Red Hot Chili Peppers and now Smashing Pumpkins. They're not even like, when you think of them, they're not like people. They're just machines. You know what I mean? Like everything when they're playing, do they mess up? Like they're probably playing to a click track, which is playing half the stuff for it. It's like perfect because they've been playing for so many years. Indie was like, it sounded real. You could tell that the people were playing the music. And I think back then, like one of Canada's biggest bands, I would say now, is Metric. They are huge. And I would have considered them, even a few years ago, as an indie sound. Like, they sound real. They sound awesome. They've got great music, great songs. Anyway, let's jump into the article. Instead of me just guessing what's going on, I'm going to read what's going on here, okay? Here we go. CKMS, as the radio station of the University of Waterloo. Well, okay, it's not University of Waterloo's radio station anymore. It's the entire community's radio station. But anyways, tends to play many more independent bands. Ah, they put right in brackets, bands not signed to a major label. Major label, though. So you could be signed to a smaller label. Than traditional commercial stations. What does this mean to you? Well, As an unrecognized, even to yourself, local musician, it could mean potential airplay. It is in the interest of increasing the Canadian and local content on CKMS that I now provide to you with the 5 easy steps to becoming an indie rock band. Yeah, I would agree with that. There is so much good music that comes into CKMS. The Mono a Mono show for the longest time had a new music show, and Community Connections, I believe, does it now. Always tuning in to CKMS for the best stuff. Okay, here we go. Step one, you want to start up your own indie rock band? Here are the steps to do it. I'll see if I agree with it. Again, once we jump into music, I'll figure out when this is from, but probably at least 20 years ago. So step one, first and without a doubt, most important is your band name. The name should be, as Homer put it in the episode when he played with the B-sharps, and it's quoted here, "Funny at first, but then not so funny once you hear it a few times," end quote. If you want to be played on commercial radio, the trend seems to be towards, if you want to be played on commercial radio, so like commercial radio is exactly as it sounds. The radio stations that air tons of commercials in them. The trend seems to be towards multi-word names, like Our Lady Peace, I Mother Earth, The Tragically Hip, Spirit of the West, New Kids on the Block, and so on. What's interesting is I don't think you would hear any of those, aside from The Tragically Hip, on commercial radio these days. I wonder, now it's all names. It would be like people, like Drake, or Kanye West. Or, I guess for like a rock station, if I'm thinking of a commercial radio station, none in particular. It's still a bunch of the bands that were big back then. Maybe not those ones in particular. It's naming a lot of Canadian, aside from, New Kids on the Block. But there would be still some Canadian, like Death From Above. That Limb Lifter just released a new album, but I don't know. I haven't listened to commercial radio in a while. Okay, however, in the indie scene, the shorter your name is, the better. Keep it catchy and make sure that it's a noun, person, place, or thing, and not a verb, an action word. Okay, I don't know necessarily if I agree. I think it is a good way to catch people now, especially because you're going to post this, so your music, somewhere online, and people might hear it on the radio, but they're not really locked into a radio station. They're mainly looking for music online or streaming or something like that. So the band name is secondary. I feel like it's the music that's got to be your number one. But going with their theme here, I'm trying to think of a couple indie band names that really stood out to me, maybe even from that time. A couple that stood out huge to me. The Unicorns. That's a person, a place or thing. I mean, and that's a noun, the Unicorns. The Age of Electric. That one's a multi-word one, but I always thought that was like the most ingenious name. Like, they are the Age of Electric. The Age of Electric Music. I always, when I was trying to come up with a band, I was trying to come up with something as prolific as the Age of Electric, which is super awesome. And then, this one I thought was awesome when I looked up what the Gandharvas were. In Hinduism, it's a spiritual musician. Like, fantastic hidden meaning there if you actually go and look up Gandharvas. One of the problems, though, is Gandharvas is very hard to spell. Maybe not if you know how to actually, even if you know how to spell it, a lot of the Hindu words like Ganesh, there's so many different ways that people spell it. And I think all of them are right. Something like the Gandharvas is, someone's trying to Google your name, you're in trouble because they're definitely spelling it wrong. We're going to jump into step one, the band name, an assortment of great songs from that as well. I'm going to see if I can figure out when Big Shiny Tunes 4 came out right here on Mono a Mono.
Just float away, but I don't mind trailing in the ocean. on horses with unicorns and with people too. My friend, don't just sit there and ruminate with your navel to contemplate. Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Time's passing you by. Come on out. Yeah, don't you sit there, catatonic.
Mano Amigos, we are back. I looked it up. Big Shiny Tunes 4, November 23rd, 1999. So, over 20 years ago this was released. And on the back, I didn't notice this. I mentioned Red Hot Chili Peppers. Scar Tissues on this, some Matt Goods on this. Who else we got? Moist. I guess there's some bigger stuff, like Chemical Brothers. What else? What have we got? Some Oasis, I'm Mother Earth, Serial Joe. Wow. Okay. Now we're jumping into it. Step number two. We just heard a whole bunch of great bands with a bunch of great band names. We're jumping into step two. Step two, let's see what it says. If you could have a band without a name, this would be the most important. However, until technology makes that possible, well, and it still hasn't, 24 years later, whatever. Until technology makes that possible, band merchandise ranks a close second in terms of importance. Do you have a t-shirt ready? Pick a font and go with it. Use your band name wherever possible. Coffee mugs, baseball hats, toques, and the like. This is your bread and butter. Make sure that you're ready to rake in the indie rock fans' dollars with some top-notch merch. I don't know. Maybe that could be a thing. Maybe there's a thing to this. I've been reading a lot where bands aren't really making that much from the created music, like from an album, because people are streaming now. People aren't making as much from a tour. I've got to put together these articles that I've been seeing kind of as backup to this. I'm just mentioning it based upon what I remember reading through this article too, is bands are losing money going on tours because it's costing so much and it's so time consuming and staying over places, trucking around all this expensive equipment, that the merchandise is where they're making money. And I remember going to a Tea Party concert, I don't know, maybe just before COVID, and I was surprised at the cost of their merchandise. They were selling pictures signed, and they were selling t-shirts at what then I thought was a crazy price for a t-shirt. So the Tea Party was probably selling a t-shirt for, I don't know, maybe $30 at the time. I remember taking a picture of it and couldn't believe how much it was. But recently, I just went to a Mars Volta concert and to a My Chemical Romance concert, and t-shirts are $40, hoodies are like $80 or $90. It's absolutely crazy. But I think there's something to this, because we heard, and I mentioned Age of Electric. Well, Todd Kearns now has been really pushing this Dammit brand and selling t-shirts and things like that, and I think that is a major source of income. Like, I feel like if you can set up a brand, like for example the Smashing Pumpkins and their Zero shirt, they're still pushing these Zero shirts. That was like the epitome of, they had a fashion going with the band and people wanted the Zero shirt. That was like the cool thing. So, maybe there's something to this with the merch. So, in addition with that, though, I feel like there's certain merch that when I go to a show, I have to get. Do Make Say Think, one of my favorite bands. I went to one of their shows. They were just, I don't know if they were selling off their stock or what, but they were selling albums cheap, shirts cheap, hoodies cheap. I ended up buying like one of everything, just because it was awesome, and it was the band out there selling the stuff at the end of the concert, so obviously you want to walk up, talk to them, say how great their show was, and pick up the merch. That's always a huge plus. Same thing when I think Limlifter played at the Starlight in Waterloo. And again, you want to go, you want to, it was Megan, it says Megan on everything. I don't know if he was just joking with me, Ryan, and saying that that's how I should say her name. But anyways, she was selling the merch. I ended up picking up a whole bunch of Limlifter merch. And they always have great merch as well. So, maybe there is something to this, picking up merch, buying merch. And yeah, here we go. We're going to jump into a bunch of great bands, especially a bunch that I just mentioned that have got some top-notch, as the article says, top-notch merch right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono! Okay, we're back right here. A bunch of great bands. I feel like most of those are indie bands. Do make say think. I don't know. I feel like Constellation Records is in between. It's not a major label, but it's not a small label by any means. So I guess that would be the next thing. If they're defining it as not signed to a major label, it's tricky to figure out what one is major and what one is not major. I feel like Limblifter also, I can't remember off the top of my head the name that of the label that they are signed to now. So now, previously, their first Limblifter album was huge. It was in a whole ton of movies. But then, just recently, they re-signed with a label that is putting out a whole bunch of different sized acts. Limblifter, I would say, being one of the bigger acts. However, it is one of the more established and older acts. So, I don't know. It's interesting looking back over 20 years and seeing how it can apply today. Anyway, let's jump right into our step three. It says here, step three. This next step is key. Look around. Are there any people in your band with you? If not, you may want to add at least two people. Ooh, interesting. So it suggests you need three people. Some bands, Duetang, the Inbreds, can survive on only one or two people. But most need at least three to help share gas costs from one touring location to the next. Make sure that one of your band members has a car. Instruments are secondary. See the next step. I think before you even go and start touring, unless you got that merch that everyone wants, you're going to need some instruments. But I think I'm starting to get what David Eby's doing here. He's kind of doing a mock five steps. Although I think the band name... Actually, I was looking through my list as it said band name, like my CD list. And aside from those couple that I mentioned, I don't know. Like, they're in the documentary I put together. I forget who was talking about it. Maybe it was Bill Wari. He was talking about how they renamed CKMS for a short while Sound FM. And he was saying, like, at first you think of it and it's like, I don't know about Sound FM. But then it just becomes, like, after a while, Sound FM, that's the station. It's just the name of it. Like, when you think of Pearl Jam, I don't know the story behind it, so I'm just thinking of a jam that is, like, has pearls in it or something. Like, it doesn't make sense, but when I hear Pearl Jam, I just think of the band. I don't really think of what it means. So, there might be more to this than what David Eby initially thought. Anyways, what were we just looking at? Step three. Oh, more people. What's interesting, though, is I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do a station takeover with All Weather Haulage like I did way back. And in that, I'm going to feature solo artists. I don't necessarily think that you need multiple people. Although, and the car, I mean, at least one person should have a car if you're going to do touring and play shows. That I feel like is key. This, keep in mind also, 1999 is 6 years before YouTube is released. A lot of bands are just releasing and playing for social media, which could be the way to go. So I would say at least one person in your band needs to be on social media. It is very difficult, I have found, from being in some bands where a few members are just not even on social media. That spread of, like, just getting your band name out there and getting the music out there is one member short. Like, that member is not doing the promo that the rest of them are doing, which maybe they're helping in other ways. So, maybe it is key. Look around, add some members, people are good, sharing is good, collaboration is good. I like it. Maybe what I'm going to do for step three here is I'm going to jump into some collaboration bands. I haven't really thought of this. I'm just on the spot reading it. Here is, so to start, I'm going to have to come up with some more on the spot, but I'm going to jump into some Robot Apocalypse because that is an easy collaboration that is on my mind. Here it is, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. Mono Amigos, we are back. There we had it. Step three, We went with Add Some People to Your Band. We played some collaboration music, some neat stuff there. So we played some, we kicked things off with Robot Apocalypse. We played a couple, obviously Broken Social Scene is similar in a way to Robot Apocalypse, although not quite as inclusive. They're a little bit more exclusive with who they collaborate with. And then I found I had this, I thought I had it, but I had to look it up. An interesting album that Stars did was they let other people, other bands, cover all of their songs and just had people play their music. And then they released that album of their songs, but they didn't play on it, which is a very cool thing. So we heard some of that as well. So that's what that was, some Stars and some Broken Social Scene right there on CKMS. We are moving right along here. We are into step four. Step four is a key one. This is one that we've been waiting for right here. The music. Step four is music. This, as you may have noticed, has come in at fourth place, the article says. That's because even if you play crappy music, if you have good merch, you can still make a living as a band. They say, see the Grateful Dead as a good example of this. So interesting, they're saying that the Grateful Dead has crappy music. We might have to jump into some Grateful Dead in a moment. If you have an instrument and don't know how to play, don't panic. Many independent bands don't know how to play their instruments. See Cub and most punk bands. Ooh, David. David's calling out some bands here. If you don't have an instrument, call yourself a noise band and make instruments out of household items like pipes and Rubbermaid equipment. See the Nihilist Spasm Band and Stomp. Yeah, Stomp was quite good. I don't quite know the Nihilist Spasm Band. I'll have to see if I can find some of that. But even Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group became quite popular and actually even recorded with, what was his name? Lead singer of Bush X. I guess they're just known as Bush in the U.S., but Bush X here in Canada. We are moving right along. Here we go. Step five, the final step right here. Step five says recordings are also important. If you could have them without music, I would have ranked them fourth. Because they're... what? Step five. Recordings are also important. If you could have them without music, I would have ranked them fourth. Because they're really a type of merch. Oh, okay, I see what he's saying here. But you need the music to put on the recordings. Interesting. Try to keep your recordings in a format as obscure as possible. If you can have your songs put to an 8-track tape, if you can have your songs put to an 8-track tape, do it. Don't worry about whether or not people can play it, just do it. 7-inch singles are very popular with the indie set, so try and press as many of them as possible. And then he goes, okay, so I'm going to agree with this a little bit. The recordings are super important. Right now, it's a different time than way back then. And the recording, obviously you get the recording, you can post it to a site like Bandcamp or something like that. There was a discussion going around that I was a part of that I saw on Facebook. Where do people stream their music? There were tons of places that I had not even ever heard of. I'm going to see if I can find that list while I jump into this next set here. But... even when it says try and make it obscure as possible, there is subgroups just interested in those. For example, there are shows on Radio Waterloo, Tape Tuesdays with Dylan Francis Clare. He only plays tapes. So if you send in a tape, or he also creates tapes, if you get them to create a tape, he's playing tapes only. So there is a subculture for tapes. There are some shows that only on CKMS that only play vinyl. So if you have vinyl, I don't know that we have one that does 8-track tapes, but I'm sure there is somewhere. There's probably a show that plays only 8-track tapes. So I feel like with this step, you're tapping into these subcultures, and that could be a good thing. If you are interested in tapes, get into that tape subculture. So I agree with this. I'm going to jump into a couple. I'm gonna start off with Dylan Francis Clare, who does the Tape Tuesdays right here on CKMS, is in a new band, which is fantastic. I'm gonna jump into some of that. And then I'm going to jump into, I have a couple bands that I will not listen to their music until I have purchased the vinyl. So I have to, I don't listen to it digitally until I own the vinyl, and then I just sit down and I listen to the entire album. And that, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some tape stuff, Tape Tuesdays, jump into some vinyl. And we'll be back to finish off this article right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono! All right, Mano Amigos, we are back. Now, I found the list here. I found a couple things. Before we finish this article, we heard some well-kept nothing in there that was to start some off, and then a bunch of bands that I only listen to. Not to say that I only listen to on vinyl, but I make sure to buy the vinyl before listening to the digital stuff. And a lot of the vinyls come with a digital download also. But anyways, aside from that, I was saying about streaming and the one chat I was reading. And it says, feel encouraged to spam this thread. Where do people listen to music if you don't buy it, stream it? And why isn't it Tidal? So Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, is one of them, which I had not heard of, Tidal. Bandcamp was in there. Deezer, I had not heard of. Some of these I had no idea of. Deezer, Spotify, obviously. What else do we got in here? Someone is saying that they weren't aware of any of those platforms. Like me, I wasn't. Apple Music, Amazon Music. I used to download music from iTunes. But then the problem with that was you lose your iTunes and then there goes all those songs. So now I really like Bandcamp the best because you could stream it on Bandcamp if you want to. Or you can pay for it and download it. And some bands have it free on there and you can do a whole bunch of stuff. It almost seems like a lot of people are pushing Tidal on this chat here. But there are mentions of Spotify, YouTube Music, Bandcamp. They're talking about Tidal has the best payouts, which is interesting. And Qobuz and iHeartRadio. And I put on there, so I was talking about it, I was saying Bandcamp and CKMS, plugging our own station there. But not too many people said radio anymore. But podcasting, see, one of the good things about CKMS and podcasting is CKMS also pays for a SoCan podcasting license. So all the music that is put in here gets, not only do they get paid through SoCan if they're registered through SoCan, but they're also getting a podcasting rate as well because CKMS pays for that as well. So finishing off my article here. There, in a nutshell, are 5 easy steps to becoming an indie rock band, and possibly even 5 easy steps to getting some play on CKMS. Want to be famous? It's up to you. Get off the couch and start making your t-shirts. You've only got so long before you're too old to be hip. Is that a thing? Too old to be hip? I feel like all the bands, maybe it was then, I feel like all the band, because of albums not being popular anymore, and a lot of artists, I feel like in music, maybe if you don't have that merch going, struggling to make a whole ton of money. It's the big bands from possibly when this article was written that are still big. I'm thinking of Metallica, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam still playing, Radiohead, Nine Inch Nails. And I'm not saying making as much money as they were back then. I'm saying that are probably still the big bands. There are others, like I would say Death From Above are definitely up there in that list. I bet you Metric is making quite a bit of money on that list. I'm trying to think of other newer bands. Probably that fake Led Zeppelin one that I can't think of what they're called. And then you obviously have the new pop stuff, but this one is to becoming an indie rock band. So, David Eby hosts Dinner and a Show every other Tuesday from 6 to 8. This was way back then. I'm going to see if I can track down David Eby. I couldn't track down the other artist. The email just kind of pinged back that it didn't exist. Or sorry, not the other artist. the other Airheads article writer. But we'll see. We'll see if we can find David Eby about his article. Bands, I didn't realize merch was such a big thing. Bands, if you're interested in merch, contact Rob at SoundFM. Actually, no, Rob at RadioWaterloo.ca. We talked about how SoundFM is no longer. Yeah, maybe we can make some merch for you. Maybe we can make some merch for you. We got a t-shirt printer that we're working on here on the Mono a Mono show. And see what we can put together. Some short run stuff. There it is. Some great stuff. We're going to go out on a couple other great indie band tracks right here. Tune in every Saturday right here on Mono a Mono. For a different show. I don't know. We'll see. We've been doing concept album. I'm going to do an all-weather haulage takeover. I keep planning to do this, but I'm a little bit afraid to do it. I did it for on Facebook, but I feel like Facebook's a little bit more forgiving maybe than radio. I don't know. We'll see. And as well, radio, it's a full hour, this show. So we'll see what I can do, but I also have an idea of featuring other solo artists. What else have we been doing? Airheads, we've been concept album, a whole bunch of different things. Tune in every Saturday, check it out. We'll be doing something new, something different, right here on Mono a Mono. Thanks for listening, Mono Amigos. We'll catch you again next week.